Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS, 4227. That's the number to get on the bench. Dodgers just left the bases loaded and got nothing out of it against Cueto. Still scoreless in San Francisco. So there you go. I've been looking at some of these games this week in the NFL. Seriously, there's some good games, right? Like some that Minnesota-Pittsburgh game is going to be great. Do you think the Vikings can hang with the Steelers getting 6.5? Thursday, it's Houston-Cincinnati. That number's Cincinnati minus 6. It opened at 3. Now it's 6. Didn't we just talk to Gagneau about how bad Andy Dalton is and how bad he's been in his last 10 games and how the Bengals are melting like an ice cream cone?
That we did, but we also saw Houston at home just look absolutely terrible against the Jaguars.
Well, that's because they stayed with Savage too long. That's because O'Brien butchered that game.
Watts only had the one touchdown. It's like he came in and led him to 3 straight touchdowns and get him back into it.
Who did?
Watts only had one.
Well, do you believe in Tom Savage over Watson at this point?
No, but it's like one guy scored no points, the other guy scored 7 points, and their defense got lit up by Blake Bortles, who we said shouldn't even be a starter.
Do you think Jacksonville can beat Tennessee this week and go 2-0? Or will that all end?
Yes.
You do like them?
Yes.
Why, because of their defense?
I like their defense. And I, coming into the season, I know everybody was high on Tennessee. I'm not as high on them as everybody else. I'm not a believer in them yet.
They're laying 1.5, 2 right there. Cleveland, Baltimore. Baltimore's laying 7.5 or 8 to Cleveland. Buffalo, Carolina is 7, 7.5. That number opened to 7.5. It's moved down to 7. So some people have been, you know, jumping on the Bills a little bit, right? It moved a little. New England, it opened at 4.5 at New Orleans, and now it's 6.5. It's even 7 at the win in New Orleans. I got to tell you, I thought that they looked terrible last night, to be honest with you. Even with Drew Brees, I'm telling you, like, honest to God, how bad did they look? I mean, at least Phillip Rivers at the end of the game threw 2 touchdown passes because he didn't look good either. The Chargers did not look good for 3 quarters. And then they woke up from the dead at the end of the game like teams do, and he backdoored you, right? But they still lost. That's the bottom line. The moral of the story is they still lost. Arizona and Indy. Do you believe that Giants just took the lead, a home run off Kershaw? Do you believe that Kelby Tomlinson, his first home run, you know you're having a bad time of it when Kelby Tomlinson hits a home run off of Clayton Kershaw, right? That's when you know you've hit a September call-up, hits a home run. So do you believe, Carver Hyde, that Indianapolis is as god-awful as they looked in L.A., and now everybody and her brother is going to bet against them, right, because they're so god-awful. Do you think they'll show up in their home opener and give Arizona a game?
they looked so bad on Sunday. I mean, it's not like they just got their doors completely blown off on every side of the ball. It's hard for me to believe that they're going to come out with anything on Sunday against Arizona. And what it's like I said last night, I just that guy put you in such a hole. I don't know if it demoralized the whole team and they were finished after that, or if they really that bad. I don't know. Are they going to play this guy Tolzien again on Sunday?
Do you, Mafia, think that they're that bad and that it's lights out for them and they're automatic to lose again by a big number?
I think they have talent in certain spots, but the problem is now either you're playing Tolzien, who looked like absolute garbage, or you're probably playing Brissett, who you just got a week and a half ago. So how much of your offense does he know how to run? I mean, either way, you're up blank creek here.
You don't think that guy can figure out that playbook in a week and start playing? He's a good player.
I hope so.
He's not great or anything, but he can play. Didn't he play for Brady and win?
He did, but, I mean, Arizona has a solid defense at a number of positions. So if you're going to throw a guy in who's kind of, you know, figuring things out on the fly, it's not going to go well.
Wow. I don't know if I trust that because of the number. It just looks so obvious that it's so obvious that they're going to win and blow them out, and then they won't.
Week two is so hard because you don't know what to believe off of one game. Are the Rams really as good as they showed you on Sunday, or were they just playing a bit? Are the Colts as bad as they looked? Are the Saints as bad? Is the Saints offense going to be as bad as it looked last night? You're going off of one game. You're making all your judgments off of one game, and who knows? You don't really know what's for real and what's not. I mean, I'm all over the Jaguars already, but like I just said, it's one game. Can I really believe it?
Philadelphia is getting 4.5, 5 in some spots in Kansas City against Alex Smith and the Chiefs. Do you believe the Chiefs are that good and that tough and that defense is that great, even without Barry, who's done for the year? After what they did in Foxborough, are they a touchdown better? I mean, they got to win by 6, basically. Are they a touchdown better than Philadelphia and Wentz, who looked really good, right, on the road at Washington against the Skins? They, and their $24 million overpaid quarterback, which is exactly what he is, overpaid. Kirk Cousins with his nothing career, with his nothing postseason stats, with his nothing, he gets $24 million. I'll never forget that they pay that guy that much money. He better make the Super Bowl for that kind of money, if you ask me. And then, so you're telling me that they went in and kicked their ass. Will they go to Kansas City and give them a game and give the Chiefs problems, do you think? Mafia?
I like the Chiefs in that one. I know everyone's high on Philly. I'm not high on them yet. I got to see more from Wentz. He had that great scrambling pass to Aguilar. You know, the kid's improving. He's getting better. I'm still not completely buying their running back situation. I know, you know, everyone all is blunt. The guy's a big bruiser that you throw in at the goal line. He's not someone who does much other than that. Sproles is getting old. You know, Smallwood, I'm not sold on you. They got some nice, you know, little pieces with no one that really stands out to me yet as someone that's a game changer besides maybe Wentz. You lose Darby on the defense with that ankle. I'm not completely sold on them. I think Kansas City looked great against one of the best teams in the league, and their defense is going to be strong even without Barry, and their offense is going to be dynamic with Hunt now, you know, doing what he can do. I think they're in for trouble down in Kansas City.
The Buccaneers.
People are still playing at Arrowhead, too. That's a tough place to play on top of that.
Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, there you go. The Buccaneers are going to host the Bears on Sunday as scheduled. They announced today the Bucs have been in consultation with the NFL and the Tampa Sports Authority. They've been waiting to assess the damage from Irma. We all know what happened with Irma. And Raymond James Stadium was used as a staging area for the cops and military during the storm. They want to play, and they're going to play. So they've been showing up. A lot of them evacuated with the team to Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday. Others left earlier in the week with their families for other states or rode out the storm. So their games, right? But their first game was canceled. Now their second game is on. How do you think the Bucs will look now that they've already missed a game and now they're just deciding that they'll play the game with the Bears?
I don't know. Is this too much rest? you know, your starters basically didn't play the fourth preseason game. Now they didn't play the first week of the season because of the canceled game. This is 3+ weeks where, you know, Winston and Evans and McCoy and all your best guys have not been doing anything. So the Bears coming off a game where they almost beat the Falcons, I think they might have a little juice on Sunday.
The Bears Mafia are getting 7 in that game now.
That's a big spread. I kind of like the Bears covering that. I mean, if they can cover 7 against the Falcons, Tampa is, you know, an up-and-coming team, a lot of young talent like we've seen, but still haven't reached that level yet of, you know, a playoff team or anything like that until they start winning some games here this season. I think the Bears might be able to hang with them.
So Miami and L.A. at the StubHub Center in Los Angeles, after what you saw last night from Rivers late in that game, can they handle the Dolphins in L.A.?
Chargers. I'm going heavy Chargers here. Love the Chargers.
Love the Chargers.
Love it.
You just don't like the Dolphins.
No, I think same situation as Tampa. Has it been too much rest, especially with Cutler, who hasn't gotten to play a lot anyway with these guys, having to sit around for 3+ weeks? Difference between them and Tampa, at least Tampa's at home. Miami's been sitting around in California for the last 10 days, and now they got to go play the Chargers. I don't like the situation for the Dolphins right now, even though they haven't played a game yet. Give me the Chargers.
Mafia.
I agree. When in doubt, pick against Cutler blowing the game.
There you go. Jets are getting 2 touchdowns from the Raiders in Oakland.
Not enough.
And you said they're both are going to blow them out.
30 points.
I'm not saying that bad, but they will kick their ass.
Washington and the Rams in L.A., and obviously Washington already 0-1. They look terrible. The Rams look great. Can the Rams actually play 2 great games in a row?
I got to see it to believe it first. Give me the Skins.
Mafia.
I'm going to, you know, it's hard to pick the Rams with how bad they were last year and how bad they've been for a couple years now. But they looked good last week. That defense is the thing that's going to carry them. And, you know, seeing what we saw of Kirk Cousins last week at home, now he's got to go on the road where the Rams just had a feast on, you know, quarterback struggling last week. I think they're going to do some damage again this week. And, you know, obviously the small spread shows that they're not completely believing in the Rams yet after that game last week. But they believe in them enough that they're favored. I like them.
All right, we'll do the rest of the games. There's 4 other games. We'll do those later. When we come back, we're going to talk to, I believe, Scott Miller from Bleacher Report about baseball and several things. The Dodgers problems and the Indians 20-gamer. What did they – did they win tonight? Is it 21 now? It's 20 tonight? I've lost track. They've won so many games in a row. 20 straight wins is insanity. We'll talk to Scott Miller of Bleacher Report next on the Bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Thursday you got Houston at Cincinnati. Sunday, 14 games. I think the best games are Philly, Kansas City, Vikings, Steelers, the Dallas-Denver game. Sunday night's game's the ultimate game. Green Bay, Atlanta. Saturday, college football. Clemson, Louisville is the game of the day. Tennessee, Florida I like as well. Tons of baseball. We get every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Boxing and MMA as well. Daily fantasy. We got football, baseball there. Stacked lineups for you to cash in on. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Great price, $35 a month. Get you everything. Killer results. Nothing but winners. Go sign up like everybody else on the bench. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Scott Miller is with Bleacher Report, our longtime baseball insider on the bench. Is he at a game tonight? Where are you tonight, Scotty? At home or are you at a game?
Hey, Scott, I am at home tonight.
There you go. Are you watching do you have the Dodger game on? Are you watching Kershaw pitch tonight?
You know, I'm about to. I had a couple things going. I watched the Indians. I haven't flipped over to the Dodger game yet. What is happening?
So Kershaw gave up a home run to Tomlinson, a call-up guy, his first home run, and then – it's now even, and the Dodgers right now are going to take the lead 2-1 on an Utley sack fly, bringing in Kershaw. So Kershaw has a lead in the fourth, 2-1. Can you even begin to try to explain to me what has happened to the Los Angeles Dodgers? This is the most amazing story ever, that this collapse, maybe the greatest collapse ever.
Yeah, it might. It's funny. We, you know, for a season in which there really aren't any exciting pennant races, we've got a couple of fascinating stories in September. I wasn't sure if you were going to go to the Dodgers or the Cleveland Indians first, but let's go Dodgers. Like you said, the best explanation, it's a combination of things. I mean, you know, you can go, people that like chemistry can say, well, they acquired Curtis Granderson and they sent Jock Peterson down and they traded for Yu Darvish and that's screwing them up. And it's true. Granderson hasn't hit. Darvish has been miserable. But the starting pitcher's ERA during this losing streak is like almost 7. Kenta Maeda and Alex Wood have oftentimes been throwing batting practice. The bullpen, getting to Kenley Jansen is an adventure. Pedro Baez got booed off the mound twice at Dodger Stadium over the weekend. 5 September outings, he's been tagged with 3 losses. Offensively, they haven't been hitting, and the streak also started to coincide with when shortstop Corey Seager was put on the shelf with a sore elbow. So it's really been a complete collapse. The offense isn't swinging it. The bullpen, the rotation, pretty much every aspect of the game the Dodgers are failing at right now.
Do you, Scott Miller with us, the great writer from Bleacher Report, do you think that, because Seager's playing tonight, do you think that they're honestly capable of turning it around and being effective again in the playoffs? Like, I think Sports Illustrated may have done a story or someone like that. I believe it was them that said they were the greatest team ever. I guess that blew out the car window when they were driving down the freeway and no one could find it because they are, there's no way that's the greatest baseball team ever. That what has happened to them is, that's all you need to know. They're not the greatest team ever. They've imploded.
Yeah, big time they've imploded. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that they're going to get it back in time to make a good run in October. History tells us no, right? I mean, they've lost, I think, 16 of 17 into tonight. No team has ever gone through a stretch that bad and won the World Series. And that started when they had lost 13 of 14. No team, in other words, in history has ever gone 1-13, let alone now 1-15, and then won a World Series that same year. So the history tells us that it's going to be awfully difficult for the Dodgers to right themselves. Secondly, even when the Dodgers were going well, I've had a couple scouts tell me the Washington Nationals, in their opinion, are still the best team because the Nationals lineup, you can't pitch to it, at least not easily. And I've always suspected the Dodgers, even though they've been going so well, I think behind Clayton Kershaw, there's always been questions in the rotation. I mean, you know, Darvish, I thought they needed to get him, but, you know, Rich Hill has been pretty good most of the time, but Kenta Maeda, Alex Wood, Hyun-Jin Ryu, bad. And so I don't know, but it's not looking real good right now for the Dodgers. And I think, I just don't think they're strong as a couple of the other teams. Even the, you know, Cubs, I thought were playing better for a while and then they went back in the tank. So, you know, who knows, but the Nationals may be the team to beat in the National League.
So, Scott Miller with us. I've said on this show, and Carver Iron Mafia is my witness, for over, I think, at least a month and a half, and I think I've talked to you about this before, I think the Cleveland Indians are the best team in baseball, and it's not because they won 20 straight. I thought they were the best team in baseball when I saw them actually, like, 3 weeks ago, just kicking the Yankees' ass. And, you know, the doubleheader day, they just, top to bottom, their lineup, I think, is sickening with the bats. I think Kluber's, like, the most controlled ace in the game. And the way he works is just manipulative. Again tonight, a complete game shutout, 2-0. They win again. I like, and Miller, when he gets back, I like their bullpen. I love the bats they added this year. And then you bring in Bruce. I mean, this team is just absolutely – they went to the World Series. They were a few outs away from winning the World Series. They remind me of the Royals. They look like a team to me for over well over a month that's going back to the World Series.
You know, I like your comparison to the Royals. I think that's very apt, the way the Royals reached the World Series one year, didn't win in 2014, and came back and did win in 2015. I agree with you. We're on the same page here. Coming out of spring training, you know, when we all have to do our predictions for the season, I had the Indians coming out of spring training winning the World Series. I think starting with the rotation, that rotation is filthy. I mean, you mentioned Kluber. He was lights out again today, shut out of the Detroit Tigers. Kluber's going to win the Cy Young Award. You know, the only thing I think that can stop the Indians is health. You know, last year, one reason, you know, they probably would have beaten the Cubs and won it all last year if Carrasco had been healthy, but he was on the shelf.
Right.
And Danny Salazar, and Salazar's out right now. But, you know, if they can keep Carrasco healthy and keep that Kluber-Carrasco 1-2 punch going, Clevinger pitches tomorrow. He's been really, really good. Josh Tomlin's been terrific. Their rotation, you know, one of the biggest surprises, little known surprises early season, you go back to April, I think the month of April, the Indians' rotation had the highest ERA in the American League, and they might have also had the highest rotation in the month of May. And they got off to a really, really slow start. And I couldn't believe it because I think they have the best and deepest rotation in the American League. Yet in April and May, they didn't pitch like it. Well, they're pitching like it now. Scott, I know they'll have some of their friends in the sabermetric community, you know, say, hey, wins don't matter like they used to. Wins, because bullpens are so involved right now, and starting pitchers can't always control the win. Okay, I get that. That may be true in some cases, but not in all cases. This 20-game winning streak the Indians are on right now, Scott, their rotation is 18-0. So don't tell me starting pitcher wins don't matter.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, there's no doubt about that at all. They've been dominant. Puig just hit a two-run double. It's 4-1 now, Dodgers. So, you know, the Yankees, here's a question for you. So tonight they lost. Gray gave up a shot in the ninth to Tampa, to the hot shortstop, Hechavarria, who he almost hit for the cycle last night, and all of a sudden he hit it, you know, tonight, the game winner. So my question is this. When they go to the playoffs, which they are, they're gonna be in a one-game playoff. They're going to win that wild card, it would appear to me. I think they're playing good enough baseball to get through. So let's say they get through. Do you start Severino, or do you start the guy that when they got him, all they've done is call him their ace since the day they got him? He's an ace. You can't. Are you kidding me that the ace that you went and got is not going to start that one-game playoff game? They're going to go with Severino over that guy?
Yeah, that's Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, Sonny Gray was an ace about 3 years ago. He had a fantastic year for Oakland. Then he went into about a year and a half slump. He showed signs this year of getting out of it. He's pitched very well at times. But I don't think he's earned that ace rotation. I think they're calling him ace, ace, ace. I think that's to boost him up psychologically. And I think they want to make sure to use that word around him as much as they can. Because, you know, they want to do everything they can to get Sonny Gray going. But I'm with you. I go Luis Severino in a one-game playoff. I mean, that stuff plays, man. 97 miles an hour. He dominates and overpowers people. And I think if you've got one game, you make me the manager of the Yankees, and you give me one game to win, and if I lose, my season's done. No chance I don't go anybody other than Severino.
Wow. All right, so here's another question for you. Do you think the – last question, will the Diamondbacks – like last night we saw Arenado hit that three-run homer in the eighth inning and they beat him. They've been playing great baseball. Colorado's been playing terrible baseball. Are you willing to – and the game will be in Arizona. Are you willing to take Colorado in that game over Arizona in a one-gamer?
No, I really like the Diamondbacks, the way they're playing. All credit to the Rockies for what they've done this year, but – you got to figure, if all things are as they should be, probably Zach Greinke gets the ball for that one game or for the Diamondbacks. And there are not too many teams or too many other pitchers I would take in a one-game situation, especially the way he's throwing the ball this year, than Zach Greinke. So, you know, the other thing is the Diamondbacks. Just, you know, here we are talking about the Indians winning 20 in a row. Diamondbacks, what did they win? I think their streak reached 13 games. They won 12 or 13 in a row a couple weeks ago, and all of a sudden we've all forgotten about that because of what Cleveland's doing. But included in that, you know, 13-game winning streak the Diamondbacks had were back-to-back three-game series sweeps of the Dodgers in Arizona
right.
and in L.A. You know, they were kicking some rear end there of the Dodgers, and they're part of the reason the Dodgers fell off the cliff. So the Diamondbacks lineup is very strong, and you get Greinke in a one-game playoff. I think you have to take the Diamondbacks over Colorado.
And I think that if they beat them and the Dodgers hold on to the top spot, if Arizona beats Colorado, I bet Arizona beats the Dodgers in a seven-game series. Scott, we'll talk to you again before the playoffs for sure. I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight. Great stuff.
You got it, my friend. Take care, Scott.
All right, read Scott Miller in Bleacher Report. He's the best.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
It's O Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts for a limited time. You're going to find double point offers on appearance items, oil specials, and more. If you're not a member yet, sign up today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. So I'm watching. The Giants are going to have plate here. Dead meat at home plate. Still up, Dodgers 4-1. End of the inning. Great play in center field there. Dead meat, the runner at the plate. I'm watching Terry Collins, actually. Do his post-game presser, the Mets 63-81. Boy, does he look like a guy that's getting ready to get fired. He's just finished. Talk about toast. That guy looks like burnt toast, man. Does he look just finished, like done, like he wants nothing to do with this anymore. He's after the game talking about his team. They never win. When is the last time they won a game? Like, they honestly, they're terrible.
It's been a long year.
Oh, my God. Remember they were going to the World Series, right? Like, every year, the Yankees and Mets are going to the World Series every year. Jets and Giants going to the Super Bowl every year. This is the first time I've ever actually seen the media in New York say that the Jets are going to tank and lose every game. They always say they're going to be good every year. Gangrene.
Well, look at the two, you know, biggest predictions that everybody was jumping on this year was that the Mets had a great chance of the World Series because of their pitching staff to start the season, which went right down the tank pretty quickly. And then last month, the Dodgers being unbeatable because of how incredible they are since the All-Star break. No one could touch them. And then that's gone down the hill. Every time people have jumped on the back of something big so far this year in baseball, it's tanked right away.
Yeah, I'm worried about the I like the Indians. I think they're – I really do believe they were great last year. I think they're really tough this year. I think they're even better. Their lineup's better. The players they've gotten, like I told you, Bruce, they're better. It's just a better team. Encarnacion, all of them, they're better. But I still think they have a really good shot. But the 20-gamer is just scaring me that they did it so early. I really, there's something about it that's kind of creeping me out, that they got too hot too early and that they'll be normal by October, back to normal. Do you really think they can just keep winning the rest of the month and win every game they play and then just keep rolling through October and never lose again? I mean, that just sounds insanity, doesn't it?
I think the streak's going to end sometime before the end of the year, and then they'll be able to bounce back because this isn't just a streak where they've been struggling or just mediocre, and then all of a sudden they just got hot out of nowhere and they've taken things over. Since the All-Star break, they've been incredible. They had a 9-game winning streak earlier before that. They had another one where they won like 6 of 10. You know, they've been hot ever since the second half started. So it's been a, you know, elongated, you know, hotness. It's not just all of a sudden they got hot this last 3-4 weeks.
And how about this in the 20 games? They've allowed 33 runs in 20 games. That's crazy. I mean, that's called getting high-end, top-of-the-line pitching. That going to carry over?
Well, I mean, they're just killing everyone, and they're destroying teams. They're shutting teams out. They're holding teams to 1 and 2 runs a night. It's crazy. Let's go to the phones, though. 855-212-4CBS. Steve in Michigan has been on hold so long, his wife left him twice. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Is that me, Steve?
Yeah, man. Come on. Really?
Hey, you didn't say Steve.
I did, actually. I said Steve in Michigan. It's your turn.
All right, brother. Hey, man, I can't stand to listen about the Cleveland Indians anymore. I think I'm going to puke. Anyways, can we move to the Detroit Lions, and what do you think about for the New York Giants this coming weekend? What do you think, brother?
Well, I think that, Steve, that they're a good team, and I was very pleased. I bet on them on Sunday, even though I don't bet. I bet on them Sunday to win that game against Arizona, and they were down 10, and they came back and won the game. It was a hell of a win. Not only that, they won by whatever it was, 8 or 10, 12 points, whatever it was. It was 35-23, something like that. So they did end up showing me something a lot, and I've always liked Stafford. I really do like him, and I think he's a winner. And he's that last year, 8 or 9 come from behind wins. Here he is again in week one of 2017, another come from behind win, and in impressive fashion. You have to be impressed. I am. And look, although, you know, I don't want to play the New York Giants on Monday Night Football in East Rutherford after they lost a game. And I don't want to play the New York Giants when, Odell Beckham's going to come back, because you know he's going to play in this game, right? I would think he plays in this game. I mean, without a doubt, right? They thought he was going to go last week, but he didn't. Now they're going to roll him out there, I would think. And Carver High, is that the word? They're going to roll him out, Beckham?
It seems to be that that's the word. And a story came out tonight that he was doing some extracurricular activity last week before the game, even though he didn't play. Hanging out at Catch in New York City, having a dance-off with Russell Westbrook. So that was in the Post tonight. So
good enough to dance
he
off.
He was good enough to have a dance-off with Russell Westbrook at a very popular spot here in the city called Catch, their 6th anniversary bash. Beckham was there dancing, according to the Post.
Great place to be, I think, is nightclubs at 4 in the morning in New York. It's a perfect time to get shot at any number of nightclubs in New York City. And we've seen it. We've seen mafia. Have you and I not seen fights spilling out into the streets of Manhattan in nightclubs? Have we not seen it?
We absolutely have seen that. You know, so many bars around here, it's hard not to find someone getting into something at some point because of all the alcohol in their system. We'll know more about Beckham tomorrow because they were off Monday and Tuesday with the Sunday night game. So he's still listed as day-to-day, but we'll see if he practices tomorrow.
He's going to play Monday Night Football. I would just about guarantee it. There's no way he's missing that game. Look, I don't want to play them after they look so bad because they're going to play better. As sure as I'm sitting here, there's no way that team's going to look as bad as they did against Dallas at home in their home opener with that guy on the field. Eli Manning was naked without him. That was obvious. I think they'll play a lot better. But, I mean, the real question is, can Detroit come on the road to New York on Monday Night Football and beat the Giants in MetLife? That's the question. Can they go on the road and do it? Because they did all that stuff in, you know, Ford Field. So if that game was in Arizona and they were down 10, I say they lose by at least 10 in that football game. But since they were at home, they just kept getting things bouncing their way, calls, loose balls, touchdowns. They got back in the game, and then they won the game. If they're on the road, they don't do that, in my opinion. But I like Stafford a lot. He's a great come-from-behind quarterback. I'll say this much. No lead is safe with him. And giving them 4 points is a very dangerous way to make a living because I could see – I think the question comes down to, can the Giants beat them by 5? Because I can see them beating them by 3. You beat them by 3, you gotta win by 4. The spread's 4, now you got to win by 5. So as a bettor, it's a nightmare number because how many NFL games seriously end with a team winning by 5? How many end with a team winning by 3? So they don't cover the number, right? When the number's 3, you got to win by 4. When the number's 4, you got to win by 5. How many times you see these games end by 3, like last night, right? Push. Why do you think all the numbers all the time are 3 and 2.5 and, you know, 4? Because they know that it's not going to land on 5. Vegas knows that what these scores are going to be. They've already seen the game.
Right, it's only week one, and we had 2 pushes.
Already. So there you go. Mike in Florida, how's it going down there?
Hey, buddy, it's good now. Thank God you're on the radio, man. I've tried to get you for the last 4 days, and all I get on every station is hurricane coverage. So you're a blessing right now, my man.
I'm glad. Where are you picking us up out of?
I'm just south of you, man. I was going to go check out your place, but I don't know where you live. I'm in Pompano Beach.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there. I'm right there. My place is good. I lost a hurricane awning. A shutter blew off my place, but it's no big deal. It's like, I don't know, a nickel. The guy's fixing it. I think he already fixed it as we speak, and I'm like, fix it, pay it. I'll send you the bill and a C-note on top of it for doing it. So I think that problem's been fixed. It held up pretty well. One of my awnings blew off. That was it. Well, one of two. I think I have like two big ones, but really four big ones. They come in like two chunks, and one of them blew off, but nothing got inside my pad. There was some water on my porch, but I'm up in the air, so I think it pretty much rolled off my porch into the guy below me, and he probably hates me, but I never liked him anyway.
Hey, Scott, I will tell you, in Pompano Beach, I don't think it was hurricane. I think there's more tornado spawn, if anything, because there are so many trees uprooted. I mean, 100-year-old trees that the roots are, like, when they pop up in the circle around the diameter that came up are, like, 10 feet, 12 feet
high. Hey, Mike, hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you more about this aftermath of Irma. So hold on. You'll be the first thing on the show at the top of the hour. I got a break right now. I do want to talk more with you, so don't go anywhere. 855-212-4CBS.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.